Forsyth County Voter Guide Text, U.S. House of Representatives. Parts of Congressional Districts 6 and 10 are in Forsyth County. The district boundary lines were redrawn to help one political party. The candidates are profiled at ncvoter.org/guide. Forsyth County members of the NC General Assembly. Voters in Forsyth County elect legislators to the General Assembly to adopt the state budget and laws affecting everything from abortion to tax fairness. See ncvoter.org/guide for your Senate and House districts and more about your candidates. Senate District 31, Dana Caudill Jones, past WS/FC School Board member, supports a culture of life that protects and provides for unborn children, mothers, and families, supports gun owners' rights and increased security for students and staff in schools. Website, danacaudilljones.com. Rhonda Mays, Democrat. And Rhonda is spelled R-O-N-D-A. Social worker at WS/FS school. Wants improved access to affordable housing, child care, and medical and mental health services. Says all students deserve access to quality teachers, books, and tech resources. Website, rhondamays4ncstatesenate31.campaign.win. And those are numbers. Rhonda Mays 4, NC State Senate 31.campaign.win. Senate District 32. Zach Lentz, Libertarian. Did not have a website at time of publication. Paul Lowe, L-O-W-E, Democrat. Current North Carolina Senate member. Says will work with both parties to create more good-paying jobs. Supports Medicaid expansion. Website, paullowe4nc.com. George K. Ware, W-A-R-E, Republican. Owns a real estate firm, will seek a $7,000 voucher for families to use as payment toward charter-run or teacher-run schools. Supports a two-term limit for all elected officials. Website, georgeware4ncsenate.com, and the four is spelled out, F-O-R. House District 71. Kanika Brown, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. House District 72. Amber M. Baker, Democrat. This candidate is unopposed. House District 74. Amy Taylor North, Democrat. Small business owner. Supports public schools, clean energy, and quality health care. Defends reproductive rights. Website, north4nc.com, and That is spelled F-O-R. Jeffrey Jeff Zenger, Z-E-N-G-E-R. Current North Carolina House member. Supports minimal regulation of businesses and firearms. For private schools subsidies. Website, jeffzenger.com. House District 75. Donnie C. Lambeth, L-A-M-B-E-T-H, Republican, current NC House member, led reforms of Medicaid and mental health services for less business regulation. Website, DonnieLambeth.com. Carolyn Warren, Democrat, public school educator, supports teacher pay increase and accountability for charter and private schools, supports creating more affordable housing. Web, Facebook.com/P/Caroline-Warren-4FOR-NC-House-755-6155-5374-23512. House District 91. Vivian Fulk, F-U-L-K, Democrat. Software Management Consultant. Says she is guided by, quote, hear the cry of the earth and of the poor, unquote. Will focus on women's rights, public schools, voting rights, racial justice, and clean air and water. Website, VivianFulkNCHouse91.com. Kyle Hall, Republican, NC House member, supports cutting taxes and government spending. Will advocate for the unborn and the right to keep and bear arms. Website, KyleHallNC.com. Local elections. Many local elections in Forsyth County were settled in the March primary, including most of those for Winston-Salem's City Council. Here are some contested local elections on your November ballot, depending on where you live. Winston-Salem City Council, Northwest Ward, Regina Ford Hall, Democrat, versus James Jimmy Hudson, Republican. West Ward, Robert C. Clark, Republican, versus Christopher Smith, Democrat. Forsyth County Board of Commissioners, District B only, vote for up to three candidates. And they are Democrats Valerie Brockenberg, Curtis Fentress, and Marcy West. And Republicans Richard V. Linville, Gloria D. Weissenhunt, and Gray Wilson. Use an early voting location October 17 through November 2nd. Forsyth County voters can vote at any of the locations listed below during early voting. You can use same-day registration to register and vote during early voting, but not on election day. See the last section of ncvoter.org/register. All 18 sites are open weekdays, Monday through Friday, October 17th through November 1st, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturdays, October 19th and October 26th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sundays, October 20th and October 27th, 1 through 5 p.m., and Saturday, November 2nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Here are the names of all of the 18 sites. United Metro Missionary Baptist Church, 450 Metropolitan Drive, Winston-Salem. Clemens Branch Library, 6365 James Street, Clemens. Brown and Douglas Community Center, 4725 Indiana Avenue, Winston-Salem. Louisville Branch Library, 6490 Shallowford Road, Louisville. WSSU/Anderson Center, 1545 Reynolds Park Road, Winston-Salem. Southside Branch Library, 3185 Buchanan Street, Winston-Salem. Sprague Street Recreation Center, 1350 East Sprague Street, Winston-Salem. Kernersville Fire Station Number 42, 1180 North Carolina Highway 66, Kernersville. Old Town Recreation Center, 4550 Chatillon Drive, Winston-Salem. Rural Hall Branch Library, 7125 Broad Street, Rural Hall. Sedge Garden Recreation Center, 401 Robbins Road, Winston-Salem. Maisie Woodruff Center, 4905 Lansing Drive, Winston-Salem. First Tee at Winston Lake Golf Course, 3535 Winston Lake Road, Winston-Salem. Polo Park Community Center, 1850 Polo Road, Winston-Salem. Little Creek Neighborhood Center, 610 Foxcroft Drive, Winston-Salem. Walkertown Branch Library, 2969 Main Street, Walkertown. Pattison Memorial Branch Library, 248 Harmon Lane, Kernersville. Miller Park Recreation Center, 400 Leisure Lane, Winston-Salem. Questions? Call the hotline at 888-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, or visit ncvoter.org or call the Forsyth County Board of Elections, 336-703-2800. Again, that number for the Forsyth County Board of Elections, 336-703-2800. This guide is produced by Democracy NC and Common Cause NC, which are not affiliated with any party or candidate.